But I have, since the age of 24, been doing pretty much the same thing, which is storytelling. It is a reflection of history. I'm writing about people that historians tend to ignore. What you see is what you write, and what you write is who you are, in a way, because what you see reflects your interest, and your interest is internal. What I've done is what I started to do before I started to do it. What I started to do before I started to write was to listen. When I went to the Times, I did not want to write the news. I did not want to be a Pulitzer Prize-winning foreign correspondent. I didn't want to be a national correspondent, a political correspondent. I didn't even want to be a newspaper man. But I wanted to work on a newspaper, writing stories about people who were not newsworthy, who were not ergo important. They were there as ordinary citizens, but what they were speaking of was extraordinary to me. It's the same look, an alternate view of history, an alternate view by alternative people. That's what it is. Are we going to have We Shall Overcome really realized? Yes or no? Well, the answer isn't either. For a while, you have to watch it. You know, some of the great fiction writers deal with history better than historians. The people that I write about are reflective of history, but records are not kept. You have to do the legwork, and you have to do that in person. You don't Google this kind of stuff and get it. I look for the location, and then I get to know the characters, and they become, with time, with research, they become transformed into, they're almost like fictional characters, but they're not. In fact, you don't have to interview the people. Just hang around and become part of their life to the degree that you can legitimately. News judgment, how false is news judgment? How, presumably, while objective, subjectivity comes in to whether you do publish what you don't publish. And that's really journalism today. When you read your daily newspaper or your weekly magazine or whatever you read, internet would be the same. What you're seeing isn't what's there necessarily. It's what someone said is there. It's what someone believes is relevant. It's what someone thinks will sell newspapers or sell a program. She said, attention must be paid to this man. You cannot be ignored like an old dog. Attention must be paid. That's been my credo.